Blog Talk Radio.
Oh shit, here we go. The dagger bitch, aka 4DB with it. I just reached that point in my life, you know, I realized a lot of things. I realized a lot of things ain't gonna change, a lot of things ain't gonna always be the same, no matter what I do, no matter how much I push forward, no matter how much haters trying to come at me, still gonna be the same. Still gonna be the same. Let's do it like this in 2013. You people think you know me, but you only know what I allow. Niggas love my lyrics, and these bitches love my doggy style. Been here for a while, I've seen many things, many scenes. Seen some people shed tears, seen some die, heard the scream. No, it ain't, I wish it was. This hell on earth is really real, that's why I keep on doing. Popping pills and bottles, gotta stay up, I can't let me down. The weed grew on real trees, I burned the rainforest down. See how people play around, so why you think I'm laughing at them? Lucky I ain't blapping, since so many shots they... I ain't no stupid nigga, never wanna pull the trigger. There are those that take your life so they can make their pockets bigger. Set you up and use a flipper, never see me pay a stripper. Why you looking at her booty, niggas rush the door and get you. That's what you get, niggas thinking what you did. Pumping up these bitches' heads, thirsty niggas make me sick. I make these bitches eat a brick for talking shit all out they neck. Getting mad at me because the county playing with the check. Take a step, you standing still, but when you do, you stepping back. On your back, a booty clapping.
Every nigga hit it down.
Letting traps and niggas falling victim to that pussy power. Got you paying by the hour, acting sweet but really sour. Look at you, you love a liar, going dummy for a bitch. Kissing on the same lips, she used to suck some other dick. Trust me though, I know the strife, not just once, happened twice.
Said it all, lost it all.
Yeah, right, love is just another word and bitches tell you anything. Your actions brought reactions, now a bitch ain't getting anything.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. So fuck them, smoke more weed.
Alone, Eli with it, walking. My notebook is my Bible, and I'm blindly passing every test. So take your shots, I still progress. Success, I won't take nothing less. Done with all these feelings, cut the heart out of my own chest. Now I'm feeling better, and that's for whoever thought that they could tear me down and brought me so much stormy weather. But I'm the dagger bitch, and ODB's a witted nigga, Mr. Big Ol' Booty Flipper, aka the way it has to be. People have the audacity to try to play me like that bullshit music they download for rap to me, but I'm glad to see that they like it sweet. Dagger's gonna let them storm. When they ask me to come back, I'll say, you had a chance, so step aside. Don't wanna have to run you over. My life is like a bullet train. The conductor is a weed smoker. Plus he ain't never sober. His hot spring is positive. Schwarzenegger with it.
Come with me if you want to live.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. So fuck them, smoke more weed.
Because they blind and they can't see.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. So fuck them, they can't see. ODB.
Boy, oh boy, really great work, bitches. You all sold lots of kisses today. Except for you, Megan, I'm afraid you get a Stormy Cloud sticker today. So wait, you're keeping all the money now? I just hold on to all the money, because bitches can't be trusted with it. We pull all the kissing money together, see? But if you want to buy anything, you just talk to the bottom bitch, and then the bottom bitch talks to me. All right, see, after school, do you know what I am saying?
All right, children, I want you to copy down these math problems and solve them before recess.
Yo, baby. Baby, yo. What? Bitch, you want to make some other f***ing money? What? Bitch, you should be doing kisses on the playground. You can make $50 a day. Buy all the purses and shoes you've ever worn. I'll treat you right, bitch. Shut up. Oh, all right, then. Hey, Randy. Randy! Bitch, don't you want to start making some real f***ing money? Leave me alone. Well, you were made for the playground, bitch. You should be out there working. Don't you want a new lunchbox? Nice new coat? I can get all that for you, bitch.
Butters, do.
You can't call my girlfriend a bitch.
Oh. Well, all I'm saying, the bitch should be out there working his own. What you doing, bitch? Just giving kisses to Sam for free? You should be making some motherfucking money.
Sam?
But seriously, if you don't stop this, I'll kick your ass.
Clad, here's $100. Stan comes near me, punch him.
Ah, wait. Dude, we've created a monster.
Come on, Wendy, you should be putting that mouth to work.
Butters! Butters, do you have a problem?
All these bitches are kissing sailors, and they haven't figured out that they can be making some serious f***ing money.
This your boy, KY's the Lyrical Psycho, self-explanatory music.
Yeah, man.
You're now tuned in to West Coast Wednesday, Hump Night, with the Daggers.
But when it comes down, Bang Out Radio.
West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Night, on Bang Out Radio, with the Dagger and Queen D. This be your girl, me is so real. And you know I'm feeling freaky. So I'ma let Dagger play that song. And we gon' get freaky.
We gon' get freaky tonight, baby.
Ooh, yeah.
What's cracking, y'all? The Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. And if you tuned in, this is West Coast Wednesday. Something nice with me and Queen. Wait, hold on. Queen, how you feeling? You good?
I'm okay. How about you?
Another day, another dialogue. I can't complain, but definitely got some things we're going to talk about tonight. So let's get down to business. Now, as we always do, shout out to the boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey, because, again, without her creating Bang Out Radio, we wouldn't still be here doing what we're doing. So thank you for creating things and allowing us to keep things moving and keep things pushing for those that respect independence, reality, and that's about it. If you expect independence, like I said, everybody out there doing their own thing, trying to do something for themselves and keep things moving, that's what we're here for. If you respect reality, that's definitely what we're also here for, because you know ain't never no bullshit around here. You never know what you may hear. You never know what may be said. You never know who's out there listening. So don't get realer than this, all right? But and also, make sure all independent artists keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending in your music, all right? Got 4 shows, 3 of them play music, so we will find a place for it in rotation, all right? You can either send it to me, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, or you can send it to my codes. Queen, let them know where they can send it to.
Send it to QueenVVEE1991@gmail.com. Again, that is QueenVVEE1991@gmail.com.
There it is, y'all. And then, of course, last but not least, just anybody out there that takes the time out of their day to download the shows, call in live, like I said, support us, support what we got going on over here, support what we're trying to do. Thank you. Because, again, without everybody doing their little part, then nothing's going to happen because we are all in this together. That's the one bad thing about independence is that we got to do it ourselves. So, but fuck it. Ain't nobody else got nothing else to do. So just do what y'all do. Run your mouth. Talk about the show. Let them know Bang Out Radio is where it's at, all right? Now, normally, what I would do right now is, like I said, I would have a little commercial. We would just go straight into the music. But, as always, y'all, when people fuck with Bang Out Radio or talk about Bang Out Radio or I feel they disrespect it or come in either my beauty sideways, my clothes, just anybody, if people fuck with Bang Out Radio, then we got to talk about their ass. That's just bottom line. It happens all the time, so don't nobody think anything different of this. Now, for those that have been listening, if you have been paying attention, at least to the Wednesdays or Sunday shows, like I said, I've been promoting for an independent company who puts on showcases and things like that for independent artists. Now, the original deal was, at least, well, Queen, I'll let you explain what the original deal was, because, again, like I said, I don't like talking to people. Like I said, you were talking to them. So what was the agreement of what we were going to do over here on Bang Out Radio?
Okay, the agreement was that we would promote, you know, that company and, you know, their show and all this stuff and, you know, their show and what they have going on and all their stuff. And in return, we would also get our stuff promoted. You know, Bang Out Radio would be, you know, on their flyers and, you know, on, you know, we would be able to go and to the show and listen to the artists and things like that. I mean, and that was if we were able to make it.
So as always, like I tell y'all all the time, when it comes to promoting on the show, if you want to come over here and do some sponsorship or whatever, it's tit for tat. Like I said, if you don't want to drop no money, that's fine. We'll still promote the show. Then just make sure that when anybody we come out there or anybody representing Bang Out Radio comes out to your show, just make sure you show them love too. That's all we ask. That's all we want. Plain and simple. You know what I mean? So it don't get no simpler than that. But this is what I've always said many times, and I've said this many times on the show and everything like that. People, as long as you're doing something that somebody else wants you to do, you know what I mean? Or if or how am I saying this? People are, let me back it up a little bit. People only look out for themselves. Let me put it that way. People only look about, worry about themselves, what they got going on their side of things. Majority of the times when push come to shove, people will say, fuck the next person and do what they want to do. That's a prime example, and this is a prime example of the same situation. Now, having all this been said or whatever, right now, I have the actual conversations. Like I said, we don't lie. I explain exactly what's going on and everything like that. So this is where we at. Now, this is how why we always fall off with people, because, again, this all started from my co-host telling these people that we're not going to be able to make the show. Again, this is not something that was part of the original agreement. I never, especially me personally, if I'm not performing or doing something really major of a factor, in my opinion, then I'm not going to show up, period. That's just me. Call it what you want to, whatever. Say what you got to say about Dagger, fine. I don't care. But 9 times out of 10, if I ain't performing or depending on who's there or depending on who's going to be in the audience or whatever, I'm not showing up if I don't feel I have a purpose for being there. And my purpose is not, I'm not a promoter like that. I've done my promoting already. I don't like talking to people, so I'm not going to go over there and network, especially without no business cards or anything like that. There's no point in me being there. But here's what happens. Of course, my co-host, again, wrote him and said, look, sorry, been busy, won't be able to make the show, period. Doesn't mean we're going to stop promoting the show. Doesn't mean that, you know, we're going to downplay anything or whatever. We're going to still live up to our side of things, but just not going to be at the event. And keep in mind, also, the event is still like 2 weeks away, so it's also a lot like it's a last-minute type thing where we're canceling on people last minute or anything like that, or it's the day of the show and we're not showing up or anything. So keep all this in mind as we get to this. And also keep in mind, number one, never said we were showing up at the shit anyway. At least I, you know what I mean? Never said it was going to be there. Now here's the first response. And again, it's all about when you talk to people, how you cover people and everything like that. But you can always tell, you know, how people are feeling or whatever by what they say. Because like I said, some people just don't care. Why? This is the response that my co-host got, again. And this, again, because my co-host is better at talking to people. She asked me if we were going to do this. I already told her, like, you know what, I don't know. Because the dude was already trying to talk shit about me to my co-host, like she wasn't going to tell me what was being said or anything like that. I don't know why, like, people think that people don't tell me shit or anything, but we let it go. Like I said, my co-host was like, you know what, we're going to try to work this out. We're going to keep it business. You know what I mean? It is business. Ain't nothing personal here, so I hope nobody else take what we're about to be saying and everything personal, because I'm not taking anything personal. Don't get it twisted. We're just making sure everything's understood here on both sides. And then, again, if you hear this and you hear what's going on or whatever, just make sure you keep your business mind and keep your business sense intact so we don't have these kind of issues, all right? Now, here's the response we got from us not going to be able to make the show. Why conduct a full dialogue with me about a show you knew the date of just to flake out and not keep your commitment? With your representation is show what Bang Out is about. Thanks again. I'm assuming he's trying to say our representation is showing what Bang Out Radio is about. So then, in my opinion, what I'm thinking he's trying to say is that Bang Out Radio ain't about shit. That's what I'm thinking he's trying to
and
go
that
with
was
that.
The circumstance where I was just like, wait a minute, you
that's
really
how,
just
that's how I
it.
Feel. Now,
just,
again.
Just
now, again, number one, nigga, full dialogue. Nigga, there ain't no full dialogue. We ain't talk like that. Or like I said, Queen, I don't know how many deep, I don't know what kind of dialogue he up here talking about. Like, we done had some in-depth conversations and shit anything like that. Like, we didn't share some kind of world history or anything, so I don't know where it came from. But don't never say Bang Out Radio and about shit. This is shit I can't stand. And there's only a few times that I actually talk the most shit. I talk the most shit when it comes to my music, and I talk the most shit when it comes to this Bang Out Radio, because both of them I can back that shit up with. I can back up my lyrics, and I can back up my bars and my music, and I can show you the numbers. I can show you we're worldwide over here. I can have other artists all across USA, Germany, we got Australia, you know what I mean, UK. I can have motherfuckers call it in and talk about show what Bang Out Radio is about. So, again, don't say Bang Out Radio ain't about what they're about, because we are, period. So that's already pissed me off already right there. Now, hold on, where's another one? Hold on, got to find one. Oh, because I got all these right in front of me. Hold on. 53, 54. What's the next one? Now, again, I got to love my co-host, because my co-host is one of the people that's like, she tries to see the good in people. You know what I mean? She tries to, you know, be cool with people and everything like that. See, me, I've said it. I don't care. I don't give a fuck about people, because I know people. Like I said, people are going to do what they want to do. But I got to love my co-host. This is the response. I conducted a full dialogue with you. This is my co-host responding. I'm reading it. Now, I conducted a full dialogue with you because I feel like both our businesses could benefit from each other. We have held up our end of the bargain by promoting the show on to the listeners on every show. Now, that's a lie, because I don't promote the thing on every show. Now, I'll be honest on there. We promote it on Wednesdays and Sundays. All right, because I don't do, during my all music show, I don't do any promotion. During my all talk show, I don't do any promotion. So Wednesdays and Sundays. But every Wednesday and Sunday, yes, he got his shit promoted, period. You know, more than what I can say on the other side of things. And this is still my co-host talking. I'm working hard to be there at the particular show, but could not, and you come at me like this. I do have other obligations and commitments in my personal life. Exactly. We all got shit going on in our life, man, period. So if nigga ain't able to show up, especially to something that's like 2 weeks away, again, it's not like it was the last minute and niggas just canceled on again. We never said we was going to actually be there in the first place. You know what I mean? But since you just assumed we were going to be there, then it's not like you said, you knew the date and everything. Nigga, we still know the date. It's over 10 days away. So whatever you got to do on your end of things, nigga, handle that. It's not, like I said, it's not like we were performing. It's not like blase, this, that, or whatever. So I don't understand what your big, you know, upset was or whatever like that. So
that wasn't the business deal anyway from the jump. I mean, if I'm going to scratch your back and you scratch mine, I don't understand why I would need to take my time and my money and my gas to have to go out there to promote myself anyway. Because you have
there too. You know what I mean? If we want to get technical, you know what I mean? But us being over here, but again, we know how we are. If we were able to make it and come out there ourselves or whatever, we would do that. You know, that's just what we would do. But at the same time, as far as cross-promotion goes and everything like that, I feel we shouldn't have to be there. As much as we've been sitting up here talking about your company and this, that, and everything like that, and then promoting your show, then you ain't called in over here on Bang Out Radio to promote your own shit. So whatever you're doing on your end of things, I don't believe that he's even out there, oh, we doing this show, woo-woo-woo, Bang Out Radio. I ain't seen on his website, I ain't seen on none of his shit going on or anything like that, even a mention about Bang Out Radio or anything. So it's like,
That was part of the deal also. Like,
so,
when the flyer first came out, that was part of the deal also, was that our logo and our thing would be on the flyers. When the flyers originally came out,
we wasn't on the original flyer. And then my co-host had to tell him, like, yo, what's up? Why ain't we on the flyer? We promoting, so okay. So then he redoes the flyer, and we got a little, like, corner or something, some little picture over in the bottom right corner or something that, because you know our logo's kind of big, so you can't even see that it says Bang Out Radio. It's like he didn't even size it up to fit in there right. So, my nigga, don't act like you over here doing God everything, you know, doing whatever you can for Bang Out Radio, and we just be like, fuck you. So, nigga, you ain't done shit for us. So, but here we go. Now, here's the response back. Again, I could tell, because my co-host kind of like me, I could tell when people are trying to be nice, you know, you try to be cool with people, you know, try to speak to them like, you know what, but motherfuckers don't respect that shit. Now, here's the rebuttal. Yeah, we discussed that, and it would be a cross-promotion. Bang Out Radio has promoted your show for it. Wait, no, you did that. You wrote that. Hold on. Da-da-da. No, that's the response you gave back to him. Hold on. Where's the original one? Uh-oh. And I see I got my beauty of the weekend. Hold on. I gotta hurry up, y'all. Where are you guys coming in cross-promote? Da-da. We have over this via email. You don't have to attend the event. And this is what I hate when motherfuckers throw me in shit. Because, again, this is Bang Out Radio and everything like that. But, again, my co-host was handling discussions with these people. I wasn't in none of the discussions. I didn't talk to dude. I trusted my co-host to handle what she had to handle. Because, again, I already know how certain things go on. Then when niggas say shit like this, like, well, we have we over this via, we have, we, I don't even, how motherfuckers can't type, we have, we over this via email. I don't know if he said we have went over this via email or woo whoop or whatever. I don't know what he's trying to say, but I'm guessing, I don't know if he's promoted through emails or anything like that. Again, you would think if you're doing any kind of promotion, you would like to show the people that you're promoting for that you're promoting for them. And I ain't seen shit. You can go through the past shows here and see that I've been promoting. So don't, like I said, don't even bring it there. You don't have to attend the event. It's obvious you, Dagger, or Bang Out Radio is not serious. He done talked, he done pointed at you, he done brought me into it, and he done said Bang Out Radio. It's like, God, you really just trying to just light a fire across the board. So, again, just leave it. Why, I don't know why people just can't leave shit alone. You know what I mean? If you're not happy, if you're not this, if you're not that, then fine. Get the fuck on. That's it. You're not doing shit. Nobody does shit for Bang Out Radio except the people that are here on Bang Out Radio, the people that listen, the people that send in their music. Nobody else is doing shit for Bang Out Radio. Nobody. If you want to do something, just step over here and come correct. If not, stay the fuck where you at. I keep saying that shit. It's not like we going out. Promotion would be nice. Sponsorship would be nice. But I've been here going on 3 years now. The shit's obviously not going to happen, at least not at this point. So, like I said, as far as I go, I don't care. And it amazes me how niggas get all upset and shit only because we're not showing up. Just because we're not going to be there, you're all heartbroken. You're so, oh, my God, they're not going to be in the house. Da-da-da-da. What the fuck? But see, I know.
And then you back out of the business deal after our end of the business is already pretty much done.
Yeah, and then he says like this. I held up my end of the bargain as well. We can end any business matters because it is not beneficial for Lavish. Thank you for everything. You can end everything, yeah. Now, like you said, now you want to end shit. You should have never started then.
Right.
Now you want to end shit. Because
in the football court.
No, because we're not going to be at the show. And that's the dumbest shit, because, okay, even if we're not going to be there, nigga, you can still play cool. You can still be getting your show promoted, this, that, or whatever. But, no, you want to be an asshole about it. And that's some bitch shit. Oh, my God, these niggas ain't coming to my show. Fuck them. Nigga, fuck you, too, and your company. Nigga, fuck everything you got going on. Fuck Lavish Entertainment. I said it. Nigga, and I can say that shit because, like I said, I've been to your showcases. I see how you get down or whatever. I'm not even going to sit here and start blasting your shit like I probably should. I'm going to leave that shit alone because I got a beauty of the week to talk to. You know, I got shit, actual business to handle and everything like that. So I'm going to leave that shit alone. But, again, I'm just saying this to say, like I said, come step correct and don't, if you got a problem, then just step the fuck off. Shut the fuck up and walk away. Don't come at my co-host. Don't come at my beauties of the week. Don't talk about fucking Bang Out Radio. If you ain't over here trying to help promote and keep shit pushing, then step the fuck off. Like I said, it's a waste of time. I feel bad about my co-host wasting time. We wasted all that time. It's okay because it was good practice. If anybody else really want about their business and about some real shit that want to promote and get their shit promoted over here, obviously I can do commercials and do shit for the right people, you know, but like always when it's about that bullshit, people be about that bullshit. And I said it many, many times, and then thank you for everything. Of course you thanking us, nigga, because we's the only ones doing something.
Right.
You know what I mean? Of course you're going to thank us.
That's the least you can fucking do.
And I'm saying fuck you and your company. That's what I'm saying. You know? And I wasn't even in it till you threw me in it. You could have kept my name out of it. Because I told my coach from the beginning, I was out of it. If you want to handle it, fine. If you want to do that, fine. You want to do the commercial? Okay, fine. But I was out of it. And then the nigga want to specifically point at me.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't stand that shit. So now it's one of those shits like, if I want to be a nigga, you know what I mean, and come up to your function and shut it down, then I'm a bad guy, right, just for you pointing the finger at me. But see, this is see, let me calm down. The drink's kicking in. I got some weed to smoke. I got to smoke some weed. But I mean, it's like people just don't know. And your shit be all unorganized, my nigga. Like, your shit be all over the board and everything. Like, come on now, man. Don't act like you out here throwing big, you know, concerts and da da da. And you act like you have money invested in Bang Out Radio. Nigga, you didn't even pay us to be there, so you ain't losing no money. What the fuck are you crying about?
Right.
What the hell? But again, can't make people make
sense.
So
your whole business being personal on some little, like, they tell, that's the first rule. You don't take it personal, and you're upset because we ain't showing up. But I
I've thrown parties. I've been to shit and everything, my nigga. If it happens, it happens. You know, and if people don't show up, I've had shows, I've had concerts. People don't show up. People got shit to do. If they're going to be there, they're going to be there. If they're not going to be there, they're not. Does that mean the show not go on? Does that mean you got to be an asshole to everybody? Does that mean you got this, that? Especially, like I said, number one, you ain't invested in us in Bang Out Radio. You didn't drop no money. If you had money invested, you just may have a reason to say something. You just may. If you paid us to be there and we didn't show up and you lost some money or whatever or something like that, then you just may have a reason to say something. Nigga, you ain't done a motherfucking thing throughout this whole deal. Ain't done shit. Nothing. And got the audacity to say something. So, fuck Lavish Events, ENT. That's what I said, all right? I said it. If anybody else got anything to say about it or whatever, holler at me now. Since I'm in it, holler at me. All right? If not, walk the fuck away. Leave my name out your mouth. Leave my co-host out your mouth. Leave out Bang Out Radio. Fuck you and whatever else you got going on. All right? Point blank, period. We're going to be... Oh! Woo! All right. Now we can get back to the show. I'm sorry, y'all. I know it's West Coast Wednesdays. It's hump nights. It sounds like a fuck you Fridays or a slap Sundays. But again, y'all know how I get when motherfuckers come here. And this just shows y'all, at least my Bang Out Radio people, y'all got to see, I take this shit seriously. Don't let nobody tell you that different. You hear that shit somewhere out there, come tell me about it so I can blast the next motherfucker that got something to say about me. I'm tired of this shit.
Right.
Oh, I got stories. Like I said, let's get into West Coast with it, y'all. Like I said, I'm going to try to calm down. We're going to let the ladies, hopefully these ladies going to soothe me real quick. We're going to be right back with Dagger's New Beauty this week. We're going to get right into interview mode. Koi, I see you. Don't trip. But, got to calm down. Got to roll up this blunt. That'll help, maybe. That'll help a little bit. So, Oh, man, so it is West Coast Wednesday, something nice, y'all. Don't get it twisted, and we will be right back as soon as I know this. Be right back with Dagger's News Beauty of the Week. I'll let y'all in a second.
we started off cool. Conversation was on true. I wanna be a true, and you my true. Then we fell all in love, angel from above. You opened up your angel wings, swept me right off my feet. My feelings just keep getting deep. Feel a heartbeat, I feel complete. You roll down me. You can't keep messing up my makeup.
I am no your trick, but I make you disappear.
The rabbit, I got the ass.
I'm going in, ain't the magician's head. Vandal that, I breaks it in. Can you handle that? Don't hold it in. Don't front, back it up. Tryna ride or what? I'm droving it. I'm nice with it. This wifey, fast I own the bipolar. Mad props when you throw this. Stand out, I'm not on this.
On the real, is how you feel.
Yep, you see, that's how I build. Come through and I demo it. Wreck that, I explode in it. Let's keep below pro. Nah, who care, who knows, though. Let's keep the door closed. Don't matter, neighbors know. Yo, hey, what I picture is perfect, no photo. Go from the kitchen to the sofa to the floor, though. Huh, it's for show, though. You already know, though. I'm doing the most, though. I like that, let's go. When I'm in it, don't stop, get it, talking, go slow, but that rough, you with it, with it.
Since you want it non-stop, a night till the morning comes. She says I'm passionate like a rock, so I lay her on the table. Tonight she wants me to go slow, go slow, go slow.
Me, Tom, like some of the passion has gone out of your marriage, and perhaps you're not providing enough excitement for it. It's a normal thing in long-term relationships.
And you can help me fix it?
What's going on, y'all? SKE Records in the building, holding it down, and right now, I'm kicking it with my homies, The Dagger and Queen V, on West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio.
That's right, y'all, we back. West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah,
I'm still
here.
Queen?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry. You ready? You got to get in interview mode, though. You ready? You good?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm good.
All right, hold on. Let me got to sip this real quick. Hold on. Sipping on some of this ghetto Kool-Aid. And what I mean by ghetto Kool-Aid is just take some take some good old regular Kool-Aid and just fill half your cup with some vodka and just drink that shit. That shit is bomb. definitely presenting Dagger's newest beauty of the week this week, Miss Portia Virgil. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Been a lot better. You have to excuse me. I kind of almost scared our beauty of the week this week. She came in and heard me, you know, basically venting a little bit. So again, I do apologize.
Bad.
But
I thought I caught the wrong number. I'm like, oh, bad timing.
I'm sure you poison. Like I said, when motherfuckers come at you with that bullshit, man, you got to let them know sometimes. But again, it's not about them.
I feel you.
But it's not about them right now. It's about you. So let's do it like this. I know you can talk about yourself better than I can right now. So why don't you give people a little, you know, brief little, you know, background, you know, who you are, where you're from, and everything like that. Then I'm gonna pick apart this bio you sent over real quick. All right?
Okay. Well, I'm Portia. I like to be called Portia Patrice, or, you know, Patrice, never by my last name.
I apologize, then. I'm sorry.
No,
I
you're good. You
up.
Didn't know. It's okay. But next time, you know.
I got you.
I was born in Detroit, raised in Vegas all my life from when I was 6 till now. Right now, currently, I'm back and forth from, like, Vegas and L.A. I was in L.A., like, the whole summer. Now I'm back in Vegas. I do modeling, promotional modeling mainly, editorial, trade shows, different things like that. I go dance, a little bit of everything, everything of the arts. I'm really into fashion,
so
like,
music,
I style.
Dance.
I mean, if you see me on Instagram, you already know your girl BES, A1 on point always, so.
Oh, yeah, you are dangerous. I ain't gonna lie. Very dangerous.
Wait. And I just turned 21, so I'm a little baby out here back in the Vegas streets, but now I really get to, like, experience my city since I'm back in 21.
And that has to be crucial. I guess that's my first question. What is it like growing up in Vegas, but, like, growing up in Vegas and knowing that it's a spot for everybody to do the most raunchiest stuff, you know, old enough and everything like that, and then not being able to participate? Does that mess with young people growing up in Vegas? I was always curious. Or do you just find ways to get around that kind of stuff?
No, Vegas is, outside of Vegas, honestly, Vegas is a small town. Like, Vegas is probably like Utah or something. Everybody knows everybody. I know everybody. Even if I don't personally, like, fuck with them, I know you because you dated such and such and you went to school and your daddy is and your mama. Like, seriously, everybody's parents know each other. Everybody knows each other. So it's real small. Growing up, you didn't really know everybody, but then once you, everybody hangs out the same shit. If it's a party, everybody's going to be there. You see the same people all the time. So the strip, now that I'm 21, the strip is kind of like a getaway. Like, I'm surrounded by people I don't know in the club. I might see a person, but it's so many clubs. It's like, yes, finally, I'm not seeing these same faces all the time. It's not drama. It ain't fight.
Okay.
People ain't
okay.
Acting ignorant, so... Yes.
I never looked at it like that. I always just thought because, I mean, when I visit Vegas, because, again, I'm old, so I go to Vegas, like, when I can. But it's like it's always – you see the young people on the strip mad that they're on the strip or they're just trying to sneak around and everything like that on there. But it's, like, not the spot. But
I mean, if you're not 21, Vegas is not the spot, like, unless you have family here.
Exactly.
I don't advise people to bring their kids unless you got somewhere to drop them off. Like, we got, like, Circus. We rebuilt Wet n Wild, but it's whack. Like, this is not a kid's zone. Like, this is 21 and over, maybe sometimes 18 and over, but it's 21 and over town. Like, unless you got a cousin, an auntie, has dropped them kids off.
Don't even
like,
fuck with Vegas. Leave it alone. Like,
yes, because Vegas was like, it was cool to a certain point, but Vegas is small, so you run into the same people. Niggas out here, they want to be whatever they see on TV, so, you know, everything that we would have parties, they would get shot up because people want to be ignorant and feel like they doing something. So it was just hella limited on the fun. Like, people just would do random stuff for fun. So now that we're 21, it's like, finally, we can turn up in our city. We can experience Vegas.
Now, here's something else I see here. Currently starting your own clothing line, huh? What kind of clothes?
See, it's going to be women's clothes.
Okay, what kind
I don't
of women's clothes?
Get...
Oh, I like that. Okay, keep going.
Well, basically, if I could compare it to something, I'm trying to do some dope shit. I'm not trying to do some shit that's, you know, make a shirt, have everybody. Like, I want my shit to be on some fucking Rivers Island, Rihanna. I want my shit to be limited edition, like Stussy Undefeated, like some dope shit.
Oh, you want one of
them,
like, it costs
$1,000.
You want one of them $1,000 t-shirts.
Don't get me wrong. No, not $1,000. I'm not trying to go, you know, Balenciaga on them, but I'm not trying to go Forever 21 on them. Like, it's not going to be some, oh, I could just go get this at any time. It's going to be, ooh, it's my birthday. I want to wear this. Like, ooh, this is what I need. I'm not doing no ratchet. None of that. Them, like those little small boutiques that you see in L.A., I'm not going for that. I'm going for some real shit. Dope shit. But I'm going to start off with,
Are you designing them yourself? You doing your own design? Baller.
I'm not trying to do the whole trying to find shit to put in it. Like, no, it's going to be all me. Like, Drake, all me. So I'm in the process of that right now. I don't want to give too much detail on it just yet because I want to get all the paperwork and the copyright and everything so nobody won't try to jack my shit.
Jack your shit.
They better run my coin,
Before you sound like us out here, we got to cut somebody out.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to be on somebody's
Queen, anything?
Head.
Anything?
No, I just asked her what the line was, and she just said that she got to get all the copy on. She said, yeah, I understand. You don't want to let it all out. You got to get
the legal stuff.
I understand completely.
Right, but once I got all of that, I'm about to be so vocal. Don't even trip. Just.
But that's bomb, you know, all that at an early age as well. That's why I don't know what it is about my show and everything, but I keep to find smart people, you know, people that know what's going on, people that ain't dumb to situations and everything.
Right.
So people than you out there just, you know, nose in the air, just doing whatever, just listening to whoever, just not, you know what I mean? Like, just no kind of running wild, especially for a young person that just turned 21. See, I remember when I turned 21. I was already drinking and smoking like way beforehand, so it's not like that was anything new. But like you said, just the fact that you can go certain places, you can go in there and be like, I want that bottle right there. You know what I mean? I want
right.
that one.
I'm not even surprisingly, like, I'm not even buck wild. Like, I was more wild and crazy when I was, like, 16, 17, 18. I'm 21, and it's just that's the only difference. I can buy a bottle. But also, I wasn't the one sneaking in, like, 21 and over clubs. So I get to experience the 21 and over shit. But I'm not as wild as I thought I would be, but maybe because, you know, it's winter time. Come next year, I'm going to be turned up for the whole summer.
When the summer gets to get up.
Because I turned 21 after the summer, so I was kind of turned down. But I'm going to get it in after New Year's, yes.
Uh-oh, crazy, crazy. And then Vegas is the spot to be at New Year's. If you ain't in New York, Vegas is the other spot to be at during New Year's. I can't even lie. The motherfuckers be out there.
New York? Damn, really?
New York be popping. I hear New York be popping. Well, I mean, New York is always.
I have not been
knows.
Nowhere in the East but Detroit. That is it. Like, that's as far as it gets. Like, no.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least you get to travel. Like I said, I don't get to travel that much at all anyway, so I don't really know. Just the stories that I've heard and everything like that. You know, whenever they drop the ball, don't they drop the ball in New York? Ain't that where they doing that? Yeah.
See,
where they
if
that
I'm in New York, I'm trying to be in the club. I'm not trying to be outside in no Times Square, cold, watching no ball drop. I don't give a damn about that ball.
Oh, that's
I'm
tradition.
Like, I'm going to be turned up. I'm not going to be outside with no cold. No.
So what are you getting into? I mean, you sound like you just got everything. Are you just trying to just do it all? I mean, clothing design, modeling, you know. Actually, let me take that back even further. But let me.
Go ahead.
When you do your promotional modeling, what are some of the things you modeled for? Because I mean, when you do promotional modeling, that means they put you in like where the nice cars are or something like that or something, right? Or something like
no,
you know what I mean?
No, not car. I've done for. Different people's clothing lines have hit me up and different, like, hat companies. And I've done some for, like, flyless models and, like, I don't know. I was in L.A. Like, honestly, I moved to L.A. just off some, like, you know what, I want to get out of Vegas. I went to L.A. and I went out there to pursue my fashion and everything, you know, to get with some different – oh, Lord, I'm getting tongue-tied right now – different people, basically, and get my shit together and everything, because that's where I wanted to get the paperwork for it. I didn't want it to be in Vegas. I wanted it to be in L.A.
Yeah,
and,
that's
you know,
right.
They got downtown L.A. You know, it was kind of like I was there. I would be able to get the shit
fashion
that I needed
district.
Done easier because Vegas don't got that shit. But I was out there, and I just kind of just had it like, you should do this, you should do this. Hey, I'm doing this. So I was just kind of like, all right, well, shit, I'm out here. Why not? You know, like, why not? And it was fun, you know. So I was just like, yeah, might as well just add that on to the list, you know.
Add it to the resume. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Check out the trades. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And then what's some
exactly.
of the
I know the biggest thing that I did do BT at LA Live. That was hella dope. So
I
got to,
that.
Like, do promotional work for Coke and Sprite, and then it was like the 2 days out there, and we had like set up a little booth and like to win prizes and stuff, and then I got to go to the awards and I got to be in the mosh pit, so that was pretty cool.
Look,
that was like biggest thing out there that I got to do. It was kind of hella exciting seeing all the celebrities up close and personal and stuff. That was pretty dope.
See, that's must be nice. See, I'm mad. If I'd have met you early, I might have to hook up that at LA Live and shit.
See, I'm mad
because
I wanted
like
to
that,
be at the Hip Hop Awards. That's where I needed to be. I need to do the Hip Hop Awards because I heard that was popping. Like,
nah, the hip hop awards is always popping. But I would want to be one of them niggas. Like, I don't want to be in the audience. I just want to be in the cipher. I want to be. They always, if I ever accepted an award or anything like that or whatever, I want to be on the satellite where like he's not here, but we got him live video feed. You know, I would be somewhere on my couch smoking weed. You know, just not caring.
Oh, really?
I'm like, thank you for the award. My good looking. But what are some of the things that you've had to watch out for as well? Because I mean, like I said, I come across many women as well that just really just don't.
In Vegas?
Or just period. I mean, coming up, like I said, what you're trying to do, you know, in dancing, modeling, whatever it is that you do, there's always some kind of hardships. There's always somebody trying to, like, get over on you or something like that. I mean, or maybe I'll word it this way. What kind of advice would you give to somebody maybe trying to do what you're doing and everything like that? What do they got to watch out for?
Honestly, don't go for the okey-doke. You know, if people are – because I've dealt with people where they're trying to just, like, throw some weird shit at me. Like, okay, for instance – with photographers, I tell them I'm not doing nude. Like, if I'm doing nude, it's going to be for Playboy. It's going to be some shit where I can be like, I did that, you know? So I'm not going to do nothing that's distasteful. I'm not going to do anything. Like, you know, you can't do anything. So you can't just be too willing because depending on what direction you're going. I know if you're going for the porn star route, then, hey, be as raunchy as you want. But you always have to remember what you're doing, because if you're trying to go, I'm trying to go for the high road. You know, I'm trying to be on, like, for modeling, I'm trying to model for Karma Lube and different, bigger, you know, clothing lines and websites and different things like that. So I'm not going to do nothing that's going to discredit, you know, what
your
I really
marriage,
want to do. Right, you know, and everything in my image mainly, because your image is everything. If I could tell everybody, your image is everything. So just see where you want to be and only fuck with shit that's on the level of where you want to be. Like, you have to just be like that. Just because if somebody says, oh, I want a bottle, but I want to take these pictures of you, but I need you naked, I need you. If it don't feel right, don't do it. Always speak up. If you don't feel some shit, speak. I will speak, like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not wearing that. I'm not, no. And if you don't want to fuck, well, fuck you. Like, we ain't doing business then, because it's not
it.
What I'm going to be a part of. Not
I
at all.
I love when I hear people say the same things I be saying. I love it.
But it's real shit, because it's like you're going to put yourself in a situation just because you're so thirsty for the shit, and then you're going to fuck around and regret it later, and then what?
But it's
like, don't do
anything
you're going to regret.
And they don't realize that there are certain niggas out here that prey on that type of shit. They're looking for you to be stupid or this, that, or whatever, or something like that. And then they just fall right into it. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. I got some other shit on it, but definitely. Now, Portia, are you able to hang out for the rest of the show? Or I know you, moneymaker and everything like that. You be having to make moves and everything. Are you good to hang out
actually,
with us for the rest of the
show? Actually, I fit in my schedule to be, you know, available for you, because I know we've been doing this back and forth thing.
Snap. Portia, hanging out with us tonight.
Good, you know,
all right, girl. We're going to get the Daggers Double Play real quick. We're going to be right back. Queen, Portia, Daggers News Beauty of the Week, hanging out tonight. And again, if y'all want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, just chill in the queue, or you press 1 to holler at us, and we will be right back. I'm going to do something like, hold on, what was I about to do? I was about to do something. I was about to do this. We'll be right back. Daggers Double Play.
Daggers. LA, West Coast, all day. Tired of the bullshit, the bitches, shit. The haters, all of them, you know what I mean? All y'all motherfuckers. Fuck it. Fuck it. Gotta keep it pushing. Let's keep it going. Hey. On to the next one. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me holler at you real quick. Hope you a real chick, tired of the dumb bitch talking crazy shit, playing games with a real G. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't wanna begin. Tell the truth from the jump. Yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunt, my car don't stunt. I use DVT to buy lunch. I don't like to spend it, rather watch it stack up. If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no. I like to act up, cause I'm a crazy individual. Don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I wanna be good, but the world's not letting me. Fuck that, I'm unplugged. Nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He wanna buy you a drink, I wanna know what you think. I want the number to your house, you want your Facebook link. Spending all his money cause the nigga wanna buy you. I wanna figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Rams walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always wanna stand out. If so, gotta go, hater, no, never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have, that it ain't that good.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
I do it better, better. They gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
Come on,
he get you wet, I get you wet.
You do it good, I do it better.
I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that I never did.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do it good, I do it better. They gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? Hey baby, how you doing? Let me nibble on your neck slow. Bite you like a vampire, I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job, I think I found my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time, why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, keep finding Sarah Palin. Young, dumb, lazy, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you ain't this lady. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step your game up. I'm sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other week, my woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. See, there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the dagger got you locked down. If you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you in or you out. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Lust will get you wet, true love get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He
You do it good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have done, it ain't that yet. You get you wet, I get you wet. You do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, I'll have to be stuck. You get you wet, I get you wet. You do it good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have done, it ain't that yet. You get you wet, I get you wet. You do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? Hey baby, how you doing now? I got you in the bedroom, looking so good, eyes like a cartoon. Mouth dropping so hot, it burns when I get close. Fuck it, I'ma burn, cause I want you the most. You got a nigga drooling with your pink and black lingerie. High heels, thong on, booty so jiggly. Titties sitting upright, sookie smooth. Dagger don't beg, but
please put it on.
Waiting long enough, so now it's time for some action. I got you all night, I guarantee satisfaction. Look at your reaction, don't run from it. Got you satellite, wanna grab your stomach. Do you like it or love it, or do you want me to stop? I try to slow down, and she screamed out. She want me cause of me, not the status of a chest. Tell me, are you wet?
Yes.
Let me get you wet.
You get you wet, I get you wetter. You do it good, I do it better.
I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have, now that ain't that good. You get you wet, I get you wetter. You do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lift, might get you wet, I get you wetter.
Right here, brand new off the Anti-Hater mixtape coming real soon, y'all. Tell y'all, y'all need 16 or a hook or something, Dagger got that as well. Don't think it's just radio. Let's get it.
Man, this shit is crazy right here, man. I don't know what I gotta keep doing, gotta keep doing. Y'all ain't fucking with this Anti-Hater, alright? Yeah, yeah, LA West Coast all day.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, don't tell them what I'm like.
I used to cry to the dirt.
I'm still crying.
I used to cry to the hurt.
No more
crying. I want to love to the heaven. When is my time gonna come?
It's not gonna happen.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to
being what I used to.
Some other niggas, they ain't me, they act me, they can't vote. Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to
being what I used to.
Them other niggas, they ain't me, they act me, they can't vote.
I used to think the world was a nice place. Used to think that if I lived my life the right way, then I would make it through this long race. Used to think that people were good. Used to think that working hard would get you out of the hood. It should. Used to think that bitches could be trusted. The closer you let a bitch in your heart, the more they do you wrong. Used to think I wanted love. Scary shit, ex bitch without my heart, chopped it up, dirty. Used to think that killing shit, a homicidal crazy nigga in a bell tower, sniper rifle, headhunting niggas. Used to think that we was bad, now I'm always getting high. Used to think I'll always had a homie,
little Philly dog.
Used to think I'd never cry, and now a nigga's out of tears. Realizing what I used to think doesn't matter here. Used to think that self-esteem I never had, it played the wall. Now all I do is wave my middle finger.
Used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man.
Be the fat kid, 285 pounds. If I was in your class, I'm the one you would clown. Used to think things would never change, a nigga couldn't get the help. Used to think my life was worthless. Used to wanna be them niggas that I saw on the TV. Used to wanna platinum records just for selling my CD. Used to lie to everybody, telling bitches what they wanna hear. Karma's real, used to think it wasn't. Year to year, I used to think that things would get a little better. Used to think that I would make it rap, and now I'm thinking never. Used to think you needed bars to win an award. Do you hear a CD, nigga? Right now I used to think that that would be me. But I used to think I wouldn't be alive to see. Rolling with me. Used to think they wouldn't care a dagger to the stuff and die. The only thing that you can never say, he used to never try.
Used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I might do.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I might do.
I used to grind in the dirt.
I'm still crying.
I used to cry till it hurt.
No more.
I want your love to the
end.
When is my time?
Not gonna happen.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never
I used to.
My niggas, they ain't me, they got me, aka
Yeah. Used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I get you.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to.
Fuck what I used to think, I'll tell you what I'm thinking now. Step your bars up and shut the fuck up and shut down. Bitches out of bounds, better pick a lane and do it quick. Cause I don't follow pussy over here, pussy follow dick. If you got a problem, turn around and walk. You either with it or you're not, that's it. We don't gotta talk, get the big boot. Bitch, you ain't cute. I'm watching thirsty niggas cause they like to pick last and first shoot. Priorities don't mean a thing when homies are your enemies. And bitches getting babies, not a job or a wedding ring. Sad thing with sympathy, what are you, delirious? Check the dictionary, in between shit and syphilis. Never been more serious, niggas don't even come around. The only niggas that I know that hold it down. About to smoke a pound, dagger seven and medicated. Pupils dilated, I admit it,
gotta stay faded.
I used to be used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I'm like.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I'm like.
I used to grind in the dirt. I used to cry till it hurt.
No more.
I will love to the
end. When
is my time gonna come?
Ain't gon' happen.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to.
Being what I used to.
The niggas, they ain't me, they ask me to take an egg.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to.
So did you. You're supposed to be kissing my ass. Like when I get in trouble and I owe you the movies and I owe you to take you, you're supposed to be kissing my motherfucking ass, ho. And you think this shit is a game, like this is what you is, ho. Take that shit back to the east side, you trick. You seen that? I seen your phone come up, ho. You recording it? You got all that? You just get that? I'm loud. I'm telling. I want you to show it to anybody. I ain't threatening you. I seen your phone come up, you dummy. That's how you right here. I ain't gotta talk loud no more, cause you're only right here. Trick. Yeah, I said it. Bitch, you two-timer. Yeah, I said it, you two-timer. You don't know how to keep one man, you two-timer. I seen your phone come up. Did you get that? Yeah, you recording that? I don't know what you're doing. That's how dumb your ass is. You do shit, you fuck off over me, and then you get an attitude. You're supposed to be kissing my ass, Tia. You ain't supposed to have no attitude in your life after what the fuck you done did. You had the nerves and audacity to try to get an attitude and record it. Did you get it? Did you get it?
Hint when you hear that tag, it's the kid with the pompous swag. It's two stars in that rag when I show that flag. It's Panama, baby. Big shout to my Wopa queen, Queen V, at Bang Out Radio. I see you, lady.
It's Lady Cam, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen V, LA, West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me, Dagger. I'm ready to get my hump on. Ooh.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday, something nice. Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, and Dagger News Beauty of the Week this week. Ms. Treese, I could just say that. Did I get it right?
Yes.
Good job. See, I'm high too, so I'm very proud of myself right now. I'm patting myself on the back like, you got that. Hanging out here on this West Coast Wednesday and some nights. And again, y'all, if y'all want to call in 661-621-7559, as always, you can just chill in the queue or you can press 1 to holler at us. And ladies, let me ask a question. I got to ask a question. Y'all got to excuse me. I got my Theo voice on now. Like I said, I'm high. I'm kind of mellowed out now.
That late night voice.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Business, you know, we didn't handle business. We done got business out the way. So now it's time to, you know, chop it up, talk. You know, now I got my drink in my hand, my ghetto Kool-Aid. We about to, I got to ask y'all something. Let me ask y'all something. Hold on. Because I pride myself on being right majority of the time. I can admit that. I like to be right. But majority of the time I say I'm always right is because 9 times out of 10, or maybe 8 out of 10, you know, 70 to 80%, I'm usually right about a situation, you know, and or when things come around. But I'm also right so much that I like to be wrong. I like to be wrong. If I'm wrong, I'll be like, okay, I admit it, I'm wrong, put my hand up, you know, my bad, woo-woo-woo, whatever. But sometimes I don't know if I'm wrong or not. So now I got to ask. And y'all feel free to let me know if I'm wrong in this situation or not. Now, oh, man, and it amazes me because I don't know. It's funny because shit seems to happen, like, right before certain shows. Like, this is going to fit perfectly. But here we go. Like, before, I'm setting up for myself. I get a call from my ex-girlfriend. Now, Treece, you're not familiar with this. Queen is. She's been here a while, but you're not familiar with my ex. About five, you know, been with her about 5 years. Kind of had a fucked up shit. Went down towards the end. You know, your typical movie shit, kind of in a sense, but
yeah, okay.
Just, but no happy ending type shit. You know what I mean? Like typical like nigga shit, I guess, in a sense. Like you get, but she's out there where you at. She stays in Vegas, so she's out there now.
Okay.
And like I said, that was part of the whole thing. Like, she went out there to do a whole we can't get the background. But my ex is out there. 5 years, bam, whatever, right? Now, today's her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, anybody that knows me, I do not remember dates. It's my curse, if it ain't about a show, about some money, you know, something like this, something that I feel... Because, I mean, I'm a fan of birthdays. I love everybody that's able to make it another year, you know, everything like that. But from somebody who doesn't really get to enjoy all his birthdays or has had more fucked up birthdays than he's had enjoyed birthdays, you know, to me, it kind of just becomes another day, you know.
Right.
But like I said, I'm not trying to downplay anybody else's birthday, but today's her birthday, right? Now, me, it's just another day to me. You know, when we were together and everything like that, she was one of the types when I have to tell you, like, yo, if you want something and I forget, and you better let me know, like, a week, 2 weeks in advance, you know, your birthday coming up, because I warn people. It's not like it's not unknown information. Anybody that has fucked with me, I tell them, like, yo, if certain dates are important to you, you need to tell me, like, a week ahead of time or 2 weeks ahead of time so I can mark it down on the calendar or something, because that's how I remember shit. If it's not nothing... you know, about some money or anything like that. But here's what happened, and here's what's funny, is that she calls me, and I pick up, like, yo, what's up, like, what are you doing? Like, setting up for my show. I left you a message earlier, or, like, what did she say, your phone's broken? Like, I texted you the other day. Yeah, she did, but I didn't respond. But she called, she said she called, left a message. I didn't get no message. I ain't get no voicemail. So, if she did, she did it. Nah. And then she's just like, okay, and hangs up the phone. So I'm like, okay. You know, for me, I avoid drama. I avoid problems. I try to be as cool as possible because people just don't believe me that I just don't want to be that person like I was earlier in the show. I don't want to be that person. That's not what I want to do. That's not what I want. So I'm like, but it kind of hit me like, okay, what the fuck was that, right? Now, so I continue setting up for my show. Then she texts me. I knew something else was coming. You know, it's, I don't know why girls do shit like that. I mean, I'm not saying she speaks for all girls, but I mean, girls do weird shit. This is her weird shit that she did. She texts me a picture. She texts me a picture of the day I got her birthday, because I got her birthday tatted on my arm. Just the birthday. We didn't do names, but I got her birthday on my arm. She got mine on hers. By now, she done covered that shit up, but, I mean, that's another story. But on mine, she sent me the picture of the day that I had got it done. Like, because in the picture, you can see, like, from the flash, it was all shiny and everything like that. So I'm like, so I respond, not knowing nothing, right? You know, I'm not even paying attention to what's going on, because in my head, I'm getting setting up for the show and everything, right? I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I remember when I got that, but, you know, I added more to it since then, because now it's the date still there, but now there's a dagger with the date in, with her date in the hill, but it's going through a heart with no red coloring in it, like it's just empty with a little bit at the bottom. Like, you know, I had to fix it up and shit, like, but, and then she's like, wow, and then it finally hits me, because I look at the date. She was like, the date. And then I look at the date on the computer, 10-16. Then I look at my arm, because it's still on my arm. Oh, 10-16. And I'm like, happy birthday. And she's like, wow, you just now remembering it. Like, but I didn't remember. I don't feel bad about not remembering. And then at the same time, when I was like, okay, well, happy birthday, you know, and then she still, like, low-key caught an attitude and then was just on some whole other shit. Like,
how long were you guys together?
Five and some change. 5 years and some change.
And how long has it been since you guys broke up?
2-3.
Years or months?
Years. No, this
Do
is, this
you
is
guys
like
keep
I said, this
contact?
is this is This would be off and on. But you know, but see, the one thing that I don't do, like a majority of the people that I have ever associated with or actually have some type of feelings for, you know, it just depends on who they are. Majority of times, I can't even like look at your Facebook or look at your Instagram. Like certain people, I would just not follow you just because I know the type of person that I am. So, as much as I just don't want to deal with that shit, at the same time, you know, part of me is like, you know, are you alive? Is everything okay? You know, but at the same time, don't get mad at me over something like, you know what? Because I guess in her opinion, it's something I should never forget since it's tatted on my fucking arm or something like that. So she's like, how could you forget? And then I don't know if it's just like she's out there going through something and she's feeling sad and I was supposed to make her feel better, or if everything's all good out there and she's really, you know, I just don't know. But that shit just don't make sense. But the fact, but honestly, I don't care. Am I wrong?
Well,
I'm
wrong for not remembering her birthday.
Okay, two-part question.
You shouldn't. You're not wrong for not remembering her birthday, because it's been forever since you guys been together, and it's not like you keep too much of consistent contact for you to just remember. I mean, it's been 2 years since y'all been together, so that's not something to get mad over. It's kind of like, dang, like you forgot. But if y'all don't talk consistently, y'all haven't been together in 2 years, then hey, like you forget. I mean, yeah, you got a tattoo on your arm, but how long ago was that? Like, you got how much more stuff? It's not like you looking at your arm, like looking at your tats every day. You'll probably forget a certain stuff you got on there if you got it years ago. Like, I have a tattoo on my foot, and if I don't wear heels, I forget it's there. Like, oh, yeah, got that. Oh, got it when I was
okay, so now
17
wrong for that. Now, am I wrong for not caring, though? Because, I mean, in the kind of way I care, because I feel bad when I make people feel bad, but this is what I mean. Don't make me try to feel bad when there really isn't, because like I said, I just forgot your birthday, so technically there's not a real reason I should feel bad, but you're trying to make me feel bad about that.
I mean,
you
that's
know?
Not a big of a deal. It's not like you heard dude or y'all still involved with each other like that since the breakup, so it's one of those things like, my bad, you know, I forgot, my bad, you know, happy birthday. It's not like, oh my God, like, if she's sad,
okay,
she should be sad, because it's kind of like, eh.
I feel like she was probably doing it to see if you would remember. That was the whole reason why she picked up the phone and called you in the first place, just to see, like, if you were going to remember. And then it was
but
like,
why
are
you
oh,
testing
you,
me?
You
I don't
okay.
But man, because I would have rather her hit me up like, you know what, I would rather her came at me kind of mad like, you know what, you forgot my birthday today. You could have said happy birthday. And I would have been like, okay, my bad, happy birthday. You know what I mean? If you knew, but then if that's what you're doing, if you're calling in the test and see if I remember, like, what kind of why? Y'all got to talk to me. Has anybody been in this situation before? Am I the only one that's dealt with people? Well, maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, as far as on this phone, I'm not sure about my lady on the other side, but nobody ever told me, like, oh, you forgot my birthday. But then again, I probably, if it's been that long, I wouldn't care. Like, oh, well.
Like, oh, well, like.
I don't know.
Like, dang.
I've been in that situation before, though. Like, I've never really, I don't know, I guess me and my dude, when my birthday came around, it was always about him. It was no problem, because me and him had our birthdays, like, a week apart. So it was, like, it was always about him. It was never about me. I guess you could look at it on the other end, where it was like, you know, like, your day is more important than my day.
But what I'd be honest is, like, because I do a lot of putting myself in other people's shoes. People always say that. Put yourself in my shoes. How would you feel? And I guess it's just the fact that, like I said, I've dealt with so much of just the negativity on the bad side of things that it just wouldn't affect me. Like, I wake up on my birthday, and like I said, my old parents just told me on my birthday, well, happy birthday, just look at it, just keep it pushing. Like, my old parents. Like, birthdays are just other days now. You know what I mean? Once you get to a certain point, because, and what I've realized is that, you know, a majority of people, I realize, just like how I realize how people's birthdays usually is that their birthday pops up on Facebook when I scan my Facebook, like, oh, this person's birthday is today. But see, I don't follow her on Facebook. So, and the reason I don't do that, because like I said, I don't want to see her and her new baby and whatever she got going on out there, whatever. I don't even want to see that shit. So, off all that shit. So, but if I was following her or something like that, then I would have, when I scanned my Facebook, it would have came up like, oh, these are your birthdays for the day. I would have looked through them like, okay, are these anybody I have to actually say happy birthday to, or at least would have reminded me? And then like, nah, but it didn't work out that way. So, oh, man. And then, like I said, as far as I go, if nobody tells me happy birthday, like I said, the last couple of birthdays I've had to do myself. I set up some shit. I threw a party. I did everything myself and just had people come through and bring what they could. I took care of the necessities because I wanted to do something for my birthday. And there have been years where I didn't do shit, I couldn't do shit, and expected people to do shit, and not a motherfucking thing happened. So it's like, yes, thank you, you made it another year. Yes, I put myself in your shoes, but yeah, you're still alive. Everything's all good. And I don't, at this point, feel any kind of upset or anything about it at all. And it's just sad because I also, see, I'm a liar. God, I got to stop lying to people. Not like that. But I told her I wasn't going to talk about her on the show, but I just got high and drunk, and this is just what's going on right now. So.
You in your Drake stage right now. You just like, you know, whatever.
But it's some real shit, though. Like I said, I say it all the time. I tell stories because I want people to be better than me. Don't go through the shit that I be over here going through, y'all. It is not worth it. Let me be the one to tell the story because I put myself through some shit sometimes just because. And that's just only because, like I said, it's hard right now because I'm in a situation where there's a lot of things that I want to do that I can't, and it's frustrating, especially, like I said, when you try to make business arrangements with people and you try to have relationships going on with people, and you trying to do things to try to put yourself in a situation to better yourself, to take that next step with, either by yourself or with somebody or whatever. And the dumbest shit fucks shit up. The dumbest shit. And that's the crazy part. And that's why they wonder why people be on that big fuck you shit. Like, I mean, I'm not fucking with you. I'm going to do what I got to do. Because you can't hurt yourself unless you want to. You know,
right.
That's bottom line. Other people can only do shit to you if you allow them to do it. And all this shit going on, like I said, I've seen it. I've heard stories. People try to get back, you know, eye for eye shit. Motherfuckers cheating. Girls is, oh, and ladies nowadays, oh, my God. Y'all's like, because I'm a dude now, you know, or try to have, you know, be a dude or act like a dude. Like, it's crazy out here. It's a war zone. Is war, like, and there are casualties. Every war has casualties, so it's just, and it's also crazy. It's like, do you want to be the motherfucker that's shooting, or do you want to be the one to get shot? And I'm always the motherfucker getting shot, because I say it also again all the time. You have to. It's true, because the sad part is, and I say it all the time, in order to know if you can trust somebody, you have to trust them, you know, and that's the realest shit I can ever really say to people. Like, to know if you can trust somebody, you have to trust them. There's no other way you can know if you can trust them except to put your trust into them until they fuck that up.
Mm.
Now, you can go about it either way. You can not have no trust for anybody. People have their 50%, and you know the 50% motherfuckers is the one that still trust people to do this much but still go out and do other shit. So now, you know, shit's still all fucked up. So it's just crazy. It's just crazy. Y'all just let me just drunk talk, man. Like I said, I'm sorry. Like,
I was going to let you keep going. I was like, he on the road. He preaching to the choir.
Right. I mean, okay. At least y'all feeling what I'm saying. That's all. I'm just making sure I'm not just out here. Because nobody likes it when I talk. That's what I be trying to tell people what be up, but nobody listens. Nobody cares. My thing is nobody cares. If anybody gave a fuck, shit would be different.
Well, that's crazy. But sometimes you just need to talk. Oh, hey. People don't care, but in this day and age, you got to make people care. You got to make people want to care about whatever
you're
doing.
You can't do that because people are caring about the wrong things. Niggas care about pussy. Bitches caring about no offense. I'm just talking about bitches in general.
No,
y'all
I
know
feel
how,
like
y'all know
right
get
now
off
everybody
you know
care
I mean?
About
everybody.
Whoever's on right now. Like, that's what's popping. Whoever's on, people want to be on that train or that bus or that plane jet, bicycle, scooter, skateboard. Everybody wants to be on. Well, whoever's going in the path to be on, because people are still thirsty. Like, everybody is thirsty. 2014, thirsty. That's what it's going. It's going to be full on thirst.
And it's amazing because, like I said, I'm 31, and I started, like you said, when you was like your wildest around, you know, 15, 16. Like I said, I was wild. Like I said, I'm 31 now. I started at like 12. That's why I'm like really bored with a lot of shit now too, because I done got a lot of shit out the way. It takes a lot. It takes a lot to excite me and get me on. You know what I mean? It takes a lot because I done.
Out of that, everything that a regular dude can do, the only thing that's stopping me from doing it, so the level you was on at 21, that little stuff is whatever. Because you're 31 now, so stuff is different. Like, I bet I could talk about this stuff, and you would probably just be like, yeah, been there, done that.
But it's funny to witness it, like, because I witnessed, you know, I was there when the internet started. I remember when the very first computers and shit came out and everything. You know what I mean? That's what I.
Don't say that. Make it really sound old.
No, but I'm dead serious. I was there when all that shit was going on. I remember it. I remember the original Nintendo, Atari. You know what I mean? I done seen technology come from the most burnt out shit to the shit motherfuckers now are growing up on. These kids is growing up on this shit. You know, this is what they know. They know nothing about the other shit. And like I said, I'm not even that old. 30 is not even that old.
Right, you're not old at all. Like, not at all.
And I
don't
see a whole lot of...
You over here talking like grandma.
And it's crazy. Because...
You didn't
because
live.
It's also,
you're not old.
What it is that it's nothing new. It's funny. It's not really that it's new. It's just that people are changing. Because... The same people that I came up with who just started having, like, kids early and everything like that was the same ones that didn't really raise their kids right, but then they kids the one having the ones around, like, 14, 15, them bitches and shit.
Oh,
but, you know, when you got all these reality
shows.
Everybody
I know has a child or two. Maybe some of them got three. And we all only 21, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, crazy. Under 21. You know how many kids? You know, it was I remember when all my aunties and everything, like I said, everybody was over 21 or whatever, at least all me and my cousins are around the same age, you know what I mean? Because that's just the type of shit they was back then, if you take it back even fucking further, you know what I mean? And my grandma and shit, all my aunties and uncles are around the same age and everything, you know, that's just motherfuckers waited and handled their business first and did what they had to do before they just start popping out kids and doing that shit. Like I said, we don't gotta have a kid talk, because nowadays, like I said, these motherfuckers, you motherfuckers can't finish school or do what they want to do because they got to drop out of school or go to the special school for the pregnant girls and everything like that, because you want to sit up here and fuck around and then videotape that shit and be a hoe on YouTube or get on WorldStar. Like, come on. Like, whatever. Like, I see y'all bitches out here. Or you got these bitches out here, like I said, getting beat up. Everybody want to fight on camera or something like that. Everybody want to do some burnt out shit or whatever and get their 15 minutes of fame. Everybody want to get their twerk, show off their ass or whatever. By all means, I'm going to sit there and watch it too. I'm not above it. I'm not saying I am. I'm going to watch your ass shake too. But if that's what you want to do, then, like I said, then that's all you got to offer, then by all means.
Well, that's the sad part, is that's really what we all have to offer. I really don't understand. I don't understand that point. Like, why would you want to do that? And, like Portia was saying earlier about...
Oh, I just remembered. I'm not to cut you off, Queen. I'm sorry. We got to talk about... But we got to talk about the girl twerking for Jesus. But go ahead. I just remembered the girl twerking for Jesus. We're going to talk about that. Ah, shit.
Oh,
as you were saying, though, Queen, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Queen. Don't let him take you off your throne. But, I mean, you were saying earlier about, you know, about girls and image. Like, you know, your image is everything. Like, when you're recording all your stuff, you know, and doing all these twerk videos, and then it's like, I could walk down the street and be like, damn, bitch, I seen your ass the other day. Like,
exactly.
I'm like, scrolling through my news feed, and I seen your ass shaking on the computer screen. Like I know who you are. You can no longer hide from me. Like, I see you.
Right, and I stick with you forever. Look at all these famous people. They be having pictures of them, like, 5 years old, boogers in their nose, like, I got you. Like, they will, yes, hold on to that, especially if they see you're going somewhere. Yes, it will ruin you.
It's like, and it's like you're not even keeping it for your own personal gain.
perfect for yourself. Like, okay, boom. Like, all right, I'm not saying that I'm above it. Like, okay, I have my pictures, but you will never catch my pictures on the internet.
Exactly.
You will never see any of my pictures on the internet. You will be like, no, it's not happening.
Right.
All right. Well, hold on, y'all. We're going to take a little musical break real quick. You know, like I said, the ladies are talking to me tonight. Like I said, I'm trying to calm down. Let me get my Theo voice back real quick.
Then we're going to come back for the twerking for Jesus.
Yeah, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the girl that was twerking for Jesus. And I got a new porn site for y'all as well. Because I know I want y'all to keep up on your porn. Like I said, you got to watch that good shit. So we'll be right back. All right. West Coast Wednesdays. Top 9. Dagger Queen. Portia hanging out. Oh, I love it. We'll be right back, y'all.
Damn. Okay. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me.
I know that you're feeling my intellect. My body got your interest. And I know you wanna just speed it up and get all intimate. Give me a back massage and a kiss on the cheek. Pour me a drink, sex on the beach. Fingers in my hair, stand through my feet. You like what you see with your hands on me. And that is only for my baby. Makes my day, drives me crazy. Put your lips on mine and kiss it. We got it, we get it. Together forever. Do bad times and better. No distance or fight. Cut tear us or shred us. See, the night is just for us. So hold my hand and cuddle up. Don't touch me hard, touch me nice. Don't do me wrong, do me right. We ain't gotta have sex just to feel the vibes. Just put your hands on me when the time arrives. Cause I'm ladylike and I'm kinda shy. And I'ma put you to work like a 9 to 5.
If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. 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 If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me.
If you keep this up with the Midas touch, I promise you ain't gon' be another. See, your body heat exhausts me. It's like mind control without the thing. And I know that I got you all hot. And I know you got that gold, don't stop, but chill out. I'm in it for the villain while we blowin' on the killer. Lay my head on your chest as you lay on my pillow. And another on my legs and another in the middle. And tickle me, I'll do the wiggle just a little. Sensations tingling through my spine. Thank God, you my soothing. How you be moving makes my back recline. Let's watch a movie. Put your arms around me. Pull me closer. My head on your shoulder. Hold my hand as we grow older. This is special. Talk with motion. Feel emotion, boy. Rub my skin. I smile within. Cause you are on my side. So when you wanna show the lady, she's the only lady. When you wanna show your man, he's the only baby. You like it. You love it. You need it. It's nothing. You see it. You want it. Come closer and touch it.
Just to make sure I will make it through this.
Who's in love?
me through. I'll face it again. I'll face it again. Yes, I'll face the ugly truth.
Gotta give up. My heart is hungry for love, but all you feed me is broken promises. Boy, I'm sick of all your promises. Sick of all your lies. Now it's time to face the consequences. It's time for me to say yeah. See, I was caught up in the dollar sign, and he was caught up in the limelight. And I was caught up in a fancy crib, while he was caught up in a street light. All he wanted was a bad bitch. I told him all I wanted was a real nigga. I must have been too bad, or dude couldn't keep it too real, nigga. And he was straight up out the hood, look good, body full of tattoos. And they was constantly hating. Bitches was mad that I had you, and you fell for him. Can't believe that you fell for him, with they fake ass and they boob jobs and they only look, cause your pocket's wild, like, why? Would you leave me? Stuck in the dark and I'm hurting. The love that I gave you was true. My heart is with you and I'm certain. But
boy, I'm sick of all your promises.
Yo, what's good, man? It's your boy, Trial Mackey. You're tuned in to the West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio with the Dagger and Queen V.
Yo, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday. It's Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, and also hanging out with Dagger's newest beauty of the week, Miss Portia, a.k.a. Tree. Still good?
Yes.
All right, for sure, for sure. Now, hold on. Last but definitely not least, let's see if she's actually going to pay attention real quick. Koya?
Hey, Dagger.
How you feeling this evening?
I am okay. How are you?
All right, all right. Not like I was showing my age earlier, but quick question before we talk about the girl twerking for Jesus. What does WCW stand for? Why am I seeing this all over Instagram and Facebook and everything like that?
Women
like, this
Crush
is my WCW.
Wednesday. Women Crush Wednesdays.
Women's Crush Wednesday?
Women Crush Wednesday. Like your woman crush. You would put up a picture of your woman crush.
Oh, wow. That's what that was? Oh, my God. People are so focused. I guess. All right.
You're mean.
Oh, shit. I'm mad I even asked. I would have rather not known. But, okay.
It's for the fellas. Yeah.
But then I see a whole lot of ladies doing it, though. So how's it for the fellas?
The girls like girls. Too.
Yeah, I like girls. I like girls too. Yeah, that's very attractive. I'm just saying. I wasn't complaining at all. Don't get it twisted. I'm not complaining. It's just I was just wondering. So
I don't know.
Up?
It kind of sounded like you wasn't rocking with it.
Oh no. Dagger. Nah. See, this is somebody that hasn't been around Bang Out Radio for a little while. But it's okay. You start hanging out since a couple of shows. but okay. The girl twerking for Jesus. I don't know how many people have seen this video or people have seen this video or whatever, but it is one out there. Since we're talking about image and everything like that, this one right here, when I say twerking for Jesus, I mean she had on the full gospel music in the background, the full choir, and I'm talking the video was like 5-6 minutes long because you know how the church songs be like 5-6 minutes long. And when I say twerking, this girl was on the chair. She moved the chair out the way, worked it to the ground. I'm talking about she was flexible. She put her leg up behind her head, was on the wall, you know, doing all kind of, and in the background just, Jesus, like with the straight gospel choir in the background.
Wow.
I was trying to figure out who was actually, besides me, and, you know, and other people that watch ass, I'm like, how many people are offended by this? How many people would get offended like this? I wonder, like, are preachers looking at this and wondering, like, like I should be mad, but if she's going to twerk for something, maybe good thing she is twerking for Jesus. It's not like she's out, you know what I mean? Like, if kid,
I mean,
twerk
if
for
you
Jesus?
Ass and pussy popping, Jesus should not be on. I mean, if gospel come on, I can't, like, it leaves my body. The ass shaking, you know, just goes away as soon as I hear Jesus, it's done.
She was on. She made me want to throw my money in my phone. Like, here, you can take that. Like, she was on, like, for Jesus. Like, you would have thought, like, she felt the Holy Spirit, and he put it in her to do, like, the best twerking in her life.
Well,
like, that's
her
how
ass?
That's how what she was doing.
That was not Jesus. That was Satan, okay? That was Satan and Jesus fighting to get her to stop. That's what it was.
She didn't stop.
See?
This is one of those times, though, I wish, like, I had a visual show. I can say it's like, I can bring it up, and there's some way everybody can see, like, look at this right now. Like, boom. But yeah, it's a crazy video. But speaking
what
of
did her, you see it on?
I don't remember. I was under the influence. Might have been World Star, but I be seeing all kind of videos. Though, like I said, I be on all kind of websites, so it ain't no telling.
The only main website is World Star, unless you were on YouTube surfing.
So it's probably on World Star, one of those pages. So if you look on there, I guess the name. What was it? Yesterday. Yeah, you might be able to catch it.
Don't sound so old, like you don't know what these websites are.
I wanted to get a video on World Star, but then when I saw that girl get killed on the video, I'm like, I'm good. The little girl got macketed by a bottle, just died in front of everybody. Because I wanted to get
see,
it on World Star.
I don't watch,
like,
those. I skip over that. Okay.
The fight video.
I don't want to see none of that.
The fight compilations be the one, but okay.
Well, of course, and the
but here we go.
Ones.
But here we go. New. new. It's not new to me. It is new to me, but it might not be new to anybody else now, because I introduced people to, or I told people about Tasty Blacks, which is the www.tastyblacks.com, which is the all black porn site that's categorizing everything for you. Now I found this universal one. Like I said, it's pretty old. It's probably a pretty old site, but I don't know how I just can, because I usually stick to the black porn site. So I done got, you know, coached to go over here real quick. Now, xvideos.com. Now, I don't do that much promoting on this show, but like I said, this free promotion is something that I watch, so I don't mind promoting it, because, shit, I use it. So if you want to get some good porn on there. Now, the good part about this one over here is now you get that overseas porn. What I mean by overseas is like United Kingdom, Germany, these people over here, like, I thought I would have seen some shit. I thought I saw some shit. I'm not even talking nasty shit, because you know what I mean. I don't be into all that nasty. But you know, my porn has to be funny, and I like as close to reality as possible. Now, over in the UK. Let's take a trip around the world real quick. Over in the UK, there's this site, faketaxi.com. Faketaxi.com. Now, the premise of this is that they got the taxi driver in a fake cab. Now, and it's funny because their cabs look like, you ever see, it just looks like British shit. Like they look like little buggies. You remember how old school American cars used to look? You know, like the old school gangster cars and everything like that, you know, those old kind of looking cars. That's how this motherfucker's car look or whatever. So he looked like he's driving a buggy. Now, the reason why I watched this was because I try to understand and realize that this, I always sit on the fence when it comes to certain porno movies, because I be trying to figure out, could this shit possibly really be happening, or is this shit just staged? Or can people really be this dumb? Because for whatever reason, there's one specific, he picks up one girl, she just so happens to be on her phone with her homegirl. Now, also, I don't know why, it may just be me, I don't know what it is, but it's also in a foreign language, kind of, so they be having a little subtitles, because, you know, they be speaking in their language, so the accent be throwing it off a little bit or whatever. But he picked up this girl who was just on the phone, like, and she so happened to be on the phone talking to her homegirl, talking about, yeah, he cheated on me, whatever, like, you know, doing the whole sob story, like she just broke up with a dude or whatever and everything. So, click, she hangs up. And then the taxi driver's just like, well, I heard you got a little bit of trouble right there, huh? Like, and then starts talking to her, and then just happens to say, well, you know, I could help you out. You know, I could, you know, make a sex video with you, and you could show it off to your boyfriend, and you know, you could piss him off and everything like that. You know, I wouldn't mind helping you out. And then she's just like, "You serious?" Like, "Yeah." And then he's like, "Nah." But then, you know what? Yeah, let's go ahead and do this. Let's go ahead. And then they just pull over. Then he hops out from the front because he can't fit through the little window, so he has to get out and then get big in the back seat and basically take it down in the back seat. And he does.
Is this a porno?
This is a website. This happens multiple times. It's just a guy in his cab. There's another one where he picks up another lady and it's just some other story. So that's what I'm trying to figure out. Are people out there, like, where you can just get in the cab with somebody and just fuck a total stranger with whatever bogus story that y'all could come up with in this conversation? Do people just have that much of random sex? Because, I mean, I don't know, especially over there in the UK, because, like I said, I'm not over there. It may be believable. And, you know, like I said, my porn guy, I try to be as believable as possible. Like, can this actually possibly happen?
I mean, you might have the right girl that might really do that, but I don't think they pay those people to do stuff like that.
Because there's another one, it can't even be more funny. There's another one that even starts off with just the taxi, right? You just see the taxi and nobody in the taxi and nothing else. Then you know how when you look, how they got the dash cam on cameras, you can see out the back of the, you know, you can see out the back of the car, you see all the way through the car and see out the back. You see out the back. Mm-hmm. And there's just this girl just start running up to the taxi, like, just running up to the taxi, hops in the taxi and, like, ducks down underneath the little divider part that separates the front and the back, right? And then the guy just gets in the taxi, like, and just drives off. Now, all on the camera, I'm looking at this like, come on now. You do not see this bitch in the back, right? You don't? And she's all, like, trying to duck down and hide and, like, look up, like, he just, and then eventually, of course, he sees her, right? Like, what the fuck are you doing in the taxi? what is this? Why are you here? She's all, well, I just stole something from the store. They were trying to get me. I needed to get away real fast. And then it comes to, well, you're either going to have to fuck me or I'm going to have to go turn you in right now. I mean, right now, you're either going to have to give me some. I mean, I need some head. I need to fuck you. Or I'm going to take you back to the police right now. And she just gives her some right there. Now, I don't, like I said, that one is like, does that actually happen? It can't,
I mean, yeah, that could probably happen. That's why, like, I don't know if it was earlier this year or last year, but you've seen all those videos of, like, cops fucking females, and, yeah, that could really happen.
Oh, man. Well,
just depends on who you're dealing with.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, I believe it then. That's
but
good.
But anything
though,
is possible, like anything. Because
I like
reality,
but I mean, it happens. But I mean, the amount of videos that they put up—that's what I'm saying. It happens like every week, like every other day, they got a new video up. And that's just that. There's just that many random, just dumb people out there just giving it up like that. That's what I'm talking about. And then we take it over to Germany. These motherfuckers over here. Ooh, excuse me. These dudes. There's this one guy. I don't forget what it is. Just it's Czechoslovakia, wherever that is. That's where this dude is at. And he's got the like the glass cam. It's all point of view and everything. He just walks around with his money in his pocket and just basically offers random girls just money. For it starts off with, you know, just show me your titties or whatever. Well, let me try that. Can I just get some hair? And then, but this one, oh my god! Like literally walks up to people off the street and then pulls them like to the little side or whatever and everything like that. And it just amazes me that. And, you know, like, oh, so, like, and then they, but it's all, I don't know, I think it's the foreign language that I'm starting to like because it's all in another language. So you got to read the subtitles to see what's going on to keep up. Like,
see, this type of porn is just, like, dicks will be soft, pussies will be dry, like, dude.
No, but see, I don't watch it.
It's just taking way too long to get to the point.
No, because, see, I don't watch it. See, that's where we differ. See, I like what you're thinking, though. But see, I don't get it twisted. But see, I don't watch porn for that reason. I got to be entertained. I mean, it's got to be some kind of funny. And I just like, and I may be wrong in this, but I don't like that Hollywood porn. You know, I like amateur porn. I like a lot of amateur porn. I like that shit motherfuckers like. I like the shit Queen V don't be wanting to be put up on the internet. You know, I like that personal shit. Like when motherfuckers get mad at their girls type shit and they be like, fuck it. That's what I be like going to watch. So I don't be on that other one. But like I said, it's just entertaining because I just be on
you
that
sound
shit.
Sound like a pornologist right now.
Who? No. I mean, I just know what I like, and it's sad because I like, because like we were talking about earlier, if that's the path you want to go on, if you want to do porn, I like real degrading porn. I like the type of porn where girls do it, and then they look like they mad that they're doing it, but they got to do it because they done already got paid. I'm talking about that kind of porn. Like,
see, you like you're like a laugh and giggles. That's what I'm getting.
I'm talking about that kind of like, you know, I don't, why am I doing this? And did it, or like I said, fresh, like that, or the porn that don't make sense. Like I was talking about last week a little bit, like the porn where the mother and the daughters supposedly fuck the mother's boyfriend together or something like that. Like, oh, well, my daughter's
see,
here.
Mother,
or,
daughter, that's some creepy stuff. That's
you
not,
know, see, there you go.
That is too inappropriate. I wish my mother would. I wish I would even think about my mama is like, what? No.
Or I've even come across
any family member, but especially my mama.
I've even come across the stepbrother, stepdad, or whatever type shit or whatever. Now, see,
well,
there's no blood relation
see,
there.
You,
works
you
a little
be
bit better.
You into the porn.
What?
You be finding everything.
No, you'll be surprised. See, I ain't even gonna bring up the ghetto gaggers. Like I said, that's a whole
so
other
show. So we know
what
you're gonna do when you get off, you know, the radio tonight.
I may scan a couple of videos. Like I said, when you got it in
your
head, you're like,
gonna have
hey,
a whole new something that you found next week. Like, yeah, this porn site.
I gotta keep people updated on their porn because, like I said, I don't want people to watch boring porn. Although you feel my porn is boring. So, what do you like to see? Since we're on the subject, what gets the dick hard and the pussy wet? Since that's what you so eloquently said earlier.
I mean, just
oh, what
like
are you into? You,
fat
you watch
asses.
For?
Yeah,
big
fat asses,
asses,
big dicks, and lesbians. Like,
okay, see, very simple. See, one, two, three. Now watch. Now, when we're done, you know,
I don't
go
like
ahead, because I know you got a smartphone and everything, too. www.tastyblacks.com. Bam. There's a section that says big asses. There's a section that says lesbians. There's a section for all, and bam, there you go. And then you just, I got you. Don't trip. I help out everybody. I know where the porn's at. I'm going to point you in the right direction.
Yes, you're the pornologist. That's your real name. That's your real occupation. They don't even know it.
Nah, I had to give up my porn days in college. I had my chance.
Whatever. You are only 31. I'm tired of you acting like 51.
I had to give it up long time ago. Long time ago.
Right.
It's been fun. We're gonna get ready to get up out of here. So Therese, one more time, let people know where they can find you at, you know, your sites, links, anything you want them to know, you know, let them know where they can get at you right now. Any shout outs you want to give,
you
anything
can
like
find
that.
Me. You can find me on Instagram, of course. Pat Rice, PAT_Rice_. You can find me on Facebook, Portia Patrice. You can find me on Model Mayhem, Portia Patrice. Mainly Portia Patrice. My Twitter, _I'm_P_. But mainly, if you just find me on Instagram, like, you're good. That's, like, my main thing. Instagram and my Model Mayhem. That's mainly what I'm always on. I have my other networks just because, but Instagram, Pat_Rice_, that's where you can find me.
All right. No shout-out to anybody you want to say hello to or anything real quick?
Huh?
No shout-out to anybody you want to say hello to real quick?
Nah, I'm going to keep it short and sweet. I'm going to just shout-out myself.
Well, there it is. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much for hanging out tonight. It's been a blast. And, like, again,
thank
you got the number. If you ain't got nothing else popping off or, you know, you see the shows on or whatever, you're more than welcome to just holler at us and come through.
Well,
I
would definitely be calling
fun.
In, checking in, seeing what you, who you, you know, going off on next week.
And we right here.
See
like
you
said,
popping
let everybody,
off on.
Let everybody know what's up. Spread the word. That's all I ask. And then, shit, we're going to keep it moving and keep it rolling.
Okay, no problem. Well, thank you for having me.
Anytime. Thank you. Dagger's Newest Beauty of the Week. Checking in. Oh, it was a blast. Queen. Let them know what's up.
You guys can follow me on Twitter at CaliQueenZ. That is CaliQueenZ. Let's see. You guys can send me in your music. While music, go to QueenZ1991@gmail.com. Yeah, that is QueenZ1991@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow the Vanguard Radio Twitter page at Real Vanguard and the Facebook page at at Vanguard Radio. That's it. Talk to me. I talk back.
There it is, y'all. And, of course, y'all know, the Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Hope y'all enjoyed tonight. It was crazy. Like I said, not everybody was bored with my porn, but a little something for everybody. I just want to make sure, like I said, shout out to the queen, as always. Shout out to Trees for hanging out tonight, man. Always love when the beauties hang out. Make sure y'all check her out. Make sure you check out my Facebook, her Facebook. Like, share, do whatever y'all got to do, man. Support those that support Bang Out Radio. Support those that support reality. Support those that are able to come through and chop it up with your boy. Because, like I said, not everybody can always hang out with me. I know I'm a tough person to deal with. But, like I said, the real recognize the real. You know, all that bullshit that other motherfuckers out there got going on and everything. You know, we weed through bullshit quick. But at the same time, if you're about your shit, if you're about handling your business, if you about, you know, being real with yourself about whatever you do, whatever path you take, just be honest with yourself, we all good. Because at the same time, like I said, I ain't here to judge nobody, and who the fuck can I judge? I'm most fucked up probably the person around here, all right? So, like I said, be better than me. Do better than me, all right? Because I'm out here trying. Don't get it twisted. I'm doing everything I can, but at the same time, I make mistakes. We all make mistakes, but I tell y'all my mistakes. I tell y'all what I go through, so in hopes that y'all don't go through what I go through, because trust me, you don't want no parts of this, all right? Trust me. Trust. But at the same time, before we do get up out of here, I'm going to say this one more time, you know, get this out of my system, because then I'm not going to speak on this no more. I'm not going to say nothing about it no more. And you won't hear nothing about it no more unless I hear something first. But fuck Lavish Event CNC, all right? West Coast Wednesday, Sump Nights, Dagger, Queen, we out of here. L.A., West Coast all day. Holler at y'all next week. Let's see. Next week on Wednesday, y'all don't know, Fuck You Friday. This Friday, 6 to 8, slash Sunday, 7 to 9 on Sunday. And then the Triple M Show on Monday from 7 to 9. And then, again, like I said, we're right back here next week. See y'all then. I'm out.
This one right here is definitely for the grown folks. All right? So put the kids to bed. With the boys. With that being said, we done smoked all the smoke. We done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke. Drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good. I'll put that on the hood. Feels so good.
From the jump when you fucking with me, we could drink a little drink, we could smoke a little weed. The party just started and your body looking right, but now we're trying to fuck and I'ma get it by the night. But right now we chillin', so now you gotta pass. But when that blunt gone, was popping with that ass. Passion level for what I wanted, so drop it. I smashing and she knowin' I'm on it like I got it. Lights, camera, action is cracking. Yeah, I'm strapped up. Light skin is attractive, long hair with a fat butt. What? Baby, what it do? You can bring your friends, she can get it too. Weed is not me, I'm just trying to fuck. You done smoke all the weed and drink my drink up. You a pretty little thing, so come and make me happy. Just answer one question, is we fucking?
Yeah, we done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good. I'll put that on the hood. Feels so good.
With your girl looking good, smelling right. Yeah, you got me drooling. Can you satisfy my appetite? Anytime, day or night. Dagger needs a lot of loving. Pay attention to me for a minute while I tell you something. I don't play them silly games. Smoking weed and getting paid. Y'all people guessing wrong. It's like a game of charades. Dagger's waiting, come and get it. And I'll show you why I'm abusive to the pussy. Cause I beat it up and tear it down slow. Need a shovel cause I dig deep. You hear a lot of noise. Cause she can't speak. Bed or the backseat. Yours, mine, doesn't matter. Want me up in it, then I'ma wrap my dick and throw it out. But I like to pull hair, slap, ass, and titty grab. Got a choke because she deep throat.
I ain't feeling bad.
This is what the dagger do. You can't hang, gotta go.
What I do, dagger hand.
Let's review the video. We done smoked all the smoke. We done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke. Drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
If we fucking,
hell yeah, we fucking.
If we fucking,
hell yeah, we fucking.
If we fucking,
hell yeah, we fucking.
If we fucking,
hell yeah. Yeah, we fucking.
Feels so good. I'll put that on the hood. Feels so good.
Little mama got a thing going on like Mrs. Jones. Never bottoms couldn't cover that ass, I still see a thong. By all means, get your swang on. Watch you shaking in every angle. Gets no cash, I guess you wanna tangle. The way you poppin' is ridiculous. The faces have changed, but the sex will be consensual. I'm a winner, not a cheat. Hood instead of flossy. We boogie at the club or hood walk the house parties. We posted, girl, you and the homies hangin' ferocious. Could smoke a size you up or not while we talking. I hope you into different things. Pull your head, bend your spleen with a guillotine. West Mossa, penny dropper, right at there. Anything else is obsolete. Right at Mackin', baby, it's all in my jeans. Don't be speckin' the ring because you gave a nigga some pussy. Bad guy, good with the magic stick. Motivation got you hot and by the way. And the folks say we skating. Process of elimination, seduction, intoxication. Jumping in the shed and begin the blazing. On our way to our fucking destination.
We done smoked all the smoke. We done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke. Drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels
so good.